Hello, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. The Radio Thrift Shop is your time machine into days of futures past, featuring folk, jazz, easy listening, classic rock, indie pop, lo-fi, and privately released music in a variety of musical genres, released from the early 1900s through next week. At the Thrift Shop, we love 33s, 78s, 45s, 8-tracks, reel-to-reels, cassettes, and homemade releases on tape, vinyl, and CD. Radio Thrift Shop is your field guide to the analog side of radio. Right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And online at classicalwscs.org. So we're going to dig into the crates here on the Thrift Shop and see what we have on the shelves this week. Groovy set of tunes here on the Thrift Shop. That was The Lemon Fog with Echoes of Time. Before that, Vincent Gagnon with The Elves. The 18th Century Corporation, What the World Needs Now. Before that, Dan Siegel with Funkin'. And we started that set off with Simon Park and Gary Grant, Good Company. Well, you're in good company here on Community Radio with the Radio Thrift Shop. Coming up in a few moments, we're going to hear part two of shortwave parody Radio Romania International. I'll be right back after this.
Exploring Science and the Sea. A few years back, McDonald's tried a change in the way it packaged its burgers. They were separated to keep the hot ingredients hot and the cold ingredients cold. And there seems to be a similar separation in the oceans. The warm upper layers seem to be getting warmer than thought, while the cold lower layers don't seem to be getting any warmer at all. About 90% of the extra heat created by global warming goes into the oceans. But tracking just where that heat is going is a tough job. One team tackled the job by combining readings from satellites with other data to estimate temperatures in the deepest part of the oceans. Among other things, the satellites measure changes in sea level. Some of the change is caused by melting glaciers, which add water to the oceans. But some is caused by the water getting warmer, which causes it to expand. Automated probes measure temperatures in the top mile or so of the ocean waters, which reveals how much of the rise in sea level comes from the expansion of water at those depths. Any extra rise in sea level would come from rising temperatures in the deepest part of the ocean. That study showed little or no change from 2005 to 2013. In other words, the warmer temperatures weren't really penetrating to the bottom of the ocean. But a related study found that surface temperatures in the southern hemisphere have probably gone up much more than scientists had thought. So the cold side of the oceans is staying cold, while the hot side is getting hotter. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Thank you so much, Holly. I'd like to say hello to folks listening out in Florence, Oregon, on 90.7 FM KXCR Community Radio. Thank you for listening, and I'm glad that you've joined the Radio Thrift Shop family. If you would like to communicate with me, I prefer postal mail. That's right, paper and envelopes and stamps. You can write to DJ Frederick, Radio Thrift Shop, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278. Again, that's DJ Frederick, Radio Thrift Shop, 36 West Main Street, Warner, WARNER, New Hampshire, 03278. Going back to 1993 now with Mr. William Orbit. Thank you.
found myself suddenly waking up. And there are four young girls giving me water from a vine leaf, just dropping it onto my tongue.
This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. And now the moment you may or may not have been waiting for. From the minds of the folks who brought you Flash Frisbone, this is Radio Morania International, Part 2.
This is Morania calling. This is Morania calling. The voice of free people throughout the universe. Radio Morania, broadcasting on a variety of frequencies throughout the shortwave bands. Radio Morania is a free station, unhampered and uncontrolled. Radio Morania, the voice of the free Moranian Empire. For further information, reception reports, or correspondence, address your letters to Post Office Box. Radio Morania, free radio for the entire world. Morania calling. And now we begin our broadcasting day. We hope you'll stay listening. And now it's time for Moranian Ham Shack.
Get out that old logbook, that old DX logbook, the ones you used to work so long ago. The PY sounds fuzzy, the DLs always were fuzzy, and all that QRM from W6 land. You used to see Q over and over, just to listen to your mug click, to get it workable, to get it jerkable, just like you jerk some other rig. That old logbook, that old DX logbook, the ones you used to work so long ago.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, everyone. This is Earl Hunter, and it's time once again for Moranian Ham Shack, a program about ham radio around the world, the DX look, and hamming in Morania. A pleasant good afternoon, and hello, everyone out there in DX land. Well, today's topic for discussion is 9N1RA. Yes, that beautiful bohemian beauty 9N1RA. I'm sure you saw her picture in one of the recent amateur radio magazines. She certainly is a beauty. Next month, by the way, QST is going to have a center foldout on 9N1RA. We hope that you'll all be looking for it. As you know, she had two pages devoted to her in the last issue. We hope that you'll be looking for that magazine when it hits the stands. I'm sure it will be all sold out. Let's turn to the domestic scene and hamming here in Morania. The new Moranian prefix has just been issued, and everyone working this prefix will qualify for the Moranian Prefix Working Award. As you know, Morania prefixes change from time to time. This year's prefix is 23SIRQ1. 23SIRQ1. And anyone who works any 23SIRQ1s will receive the Moranian Award. Stations to look for are 23SIRQ1ABX and 23SI1QRBQY. These two stations are found frequently operating on the edge of the 20-meter CW band at about 13.95. They will, however, listen for your calls at 13.96. Well, let's see. We have some other ham radio news here at Radio Morania. We have a few correspondents from amateur listeners around the world. And let's see, we're going to, in just a moment, take a look at some of the letters from the hams out there. First, though, here's a bit of ham radio music for you. VIP. The name of that was VIP, playing for us musically by the Rotary Connection. You're listening to Morenia's program of Ham Radio, Morenian Ham Shack, and this is Earl Hunter speaking with you here in Morenia. We'd like to thank all the hams who sent QSL cards, and those of you who have worked the Moranian stations here, especially 23S3XYRQ3957R, those of you who listen for this CW station. And now it's time for CW by Radio, a special program to teach novices how to send better. Now with CW by Radio, here is John P. Dingle.
This is John P. Dingle here at the Radio Morenia studio, and we're teaching today CW by radio. Other stations are teaching French and Spanish, even Dutch. Some stations teach Russian, but nobody's teaching CW by radio. That is to say, a very detailed. Now, there are some stations which have code practice, but nobody really teaches CW the way we believe it should be sent. Now, for those of you who would like to develop a real good quality Lake Erie swing, don't use such inferior things such as keyers. Keyers spoil your fist because they leave no individuality to your fist sending. The keyer takes and wrecks everything, takes all the personality right out of your sending. The trick to good CW is to make the other guy on the other end listen really close to your sending. This is best accomplished by sending CW in a way that is to your liking. Make sure that your dots and dashes are of different lengths every time. Now, here is today's CW exercise. Bends, best, bent, wire. That's B-E-N-S, space, B-E-N-T, space, B-E-S-T, space, W-I-R-E. Bends, best, bent, wire. Now, everybody get to your key, put your transmitter on spot, or if you don't have a spot, just key it right over the air, put it on top of some QSO, and send our lesson, Ben's Best Bent Wire, all together. And that's our CW by Radio lesson for today. On tomorrow's CW by Radio, we're going to tell you how to run all your letters together for more fun.
CW by Radio, a feature of Radio Morenia. This is Radio Morenia External Service.
The sun. Watch her wax away.
That's music by Donovan. The sun is a very magic fellow there. Done for us by Donovan. This is the Morenian Ham Shack program from Radio Morenia.
For everyday coverage of news at its best. For music that sends you and fills you with zest. Stay tuned to the station, you'll be in the know with the best of good listening on your radio.
Radio Morenia's Ham Shack program comes your way each and every second Saturday of the third Tuesday of the second month after the third month before Gemini. And we'll see you again, I'm sure. We have a little bit of time left here, so let's take a look at some correspondence from amateurs around the country. The address, in case you'd like to write us, is Morenian Ham Shack, Post Office Box 333. As you know, we don't have here in Morenia. Well, let's see. We have some letters, so let's read them right now. Here's one from a ham who lives in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. His call is W1RXQ. And he writes in his letter, "Dear Morenian friends, I am a DXer. I especially enjoy working 20-meter SSB. However, I find it very difficult to do this with my DX60. Do you have any suggestions?" Well, we suggest you take up stamp collecting. Let's see what other letters we have coming in here. This one comes from Texas. Get it out of the envelope. I wish you folks would learn to use different types of envelopes. Those ones that cost 11 cents at the post office are most nice. Well, let's see. This one comes from Texas, from W5QRM, and he writes, "I was listening the other day to 40 meter AM, and I heard your station. I don't like all of this shortwave foreign broadcasting on 40 meters. I like to talk. I like to send CW. I don't like to hear music." Well, all we can say to that is thank you for writing, W5QRM. That's about all the time we've got on Morenian Ham Shack for today. This is Earl Hunter. Thank you very much for writing. Thank you very much for sending your CW and AM and SSB to us also. And don't forget to look for us on 40, 75, and 20. Until then, best of DX.
Get out that old logbook, that old DX logbook, the ones you used to work so long ago. I sound fuzzy, the DLs always were fuzzy, and all that QRM from W6land. You used to see Q over and over, just to listen to your mug click. To get it workable, you get it jerkable, just like you jerk some other rig. That old logbook, that old DX logbook, the ones you used to work so long ago.
Sixes, oh the sixes, they come from California, and they've all got kilowatts, and they've all got beams. And you hear them, and you hear them, and you hear them, and you hear them on 10, 20, 15, and 75, so it seems. Oh, let's all get atom bombs and blow them into the sea. And let's get those sixes off all of our bands. And we'll work all the DX and we'll have all the rag juice. And there will be no sixes, they'll be off of our hands.
The preceding was a public service announcement of Radio Morania.
Relax a while.
Enjoy yourself.
This is the station with a golden sun.
Radio Morania's external surface.
The golden sun.
It's time now for a special program from Radio Morania. It's time for a look at Morian industry on parade. Yes, today we're going to look at industry in Morania, the chocolate mine in Chocolate City.
Today we're looking at the chocolate mine in Chocolate City. Chocolate mining is one of the great Moranian industries, and chocolate mining is what keeps our chocolate factories going 25 hours a day. Here in the chocolate mine, many things are taking place, of course, at all times, and you never know what's going to be happening next. We're speaking here with one of the workers here in the chocolate factory, and we're going to talk with him. His name is Hershey P. Candy Bar. Good afternoon, Mr. Candy Bar.
Good afternoon, Mr. Radio Guy.
Yes, we'd like to talk to you about the chocolate factory, which of course is dependent on the chocolate mine. The chocolate is mined here, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, well, how much chocolate do you get out of the ground?
All of it.
Oh, I see. Well, what happens when the chocolate mine goes dry?
Well, and we mine vanilla or something. Well, you ask a lot of dumb questions.
Well, we're just trying to find out for our listeners around the world all about, chocolate mining and what makes chocolate good.
Oh, it's good to eat and that.
Oh, yes, I know. I see that you have it all automatic here. It's all automatic.
Yep.
You don't have to do nothing except push them buttons and all the chocolate comes out of the ground.
Oh.
Well, how do you think the chocolate got into the ground in the first place?
Well, we figured that 15 or 20 million years ago, back in prehistoric dinosaur days, there were chocolate dinosaurs that died.
Oh, I see. Well, that's pretty interesting. What do you make out of the chocolate?
Well, we make lamps and chairs and other things out of the chocolate. We send it to the United States and they melt them down and make candy bars.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us about chocolate here at the chocolate mine. We now switch you back to the Radio Morania studios in Morania.
The final gratis on the follow star will stand on the left and the Stranix gang on the right are on the gang on.
The golden sound.
The golden sound.
The golden sound.
The golden sound.
Rich and dynamic. The sounds of Radio Morania.
For golden moments of wrestling.
Morenian Sports Box. A look at the sports. Here are the latest scores in Morenian handball. It was Morania upstairs 5, Morenian downstairs 6. Here are some other scores just in. 5-7, 3-2, 8-6. Here's a halftime score, 4. That's a look at the sports from Radio Morania. Keep listening for more sports coverage from Radio Morania. Here, there, and everywhere. Radio Morenia. RME, the Radio Morenia's external service. Bringing you the latest news, weather, and sports. Keeping you up to date with time and temperature. Radio Morenia with Morenian Mailbag, the DX Ham Shack, and of course, the best in music. Keep listening to Radio Morenia. Address all correspondence to Post Office Box 333. Radio Morenia. And so at this time, Radio Morenia concludes broadcasting. Radio Morenia is owned and operated by Morenian Free Radio, a non-public service community radio service. Radio Morenia is a non-professional broadcast station originating from the free and liberated country of Morenia. For more details about our country, or for reception reports, or for general correspondence, please address your cards or letters to and now on behalf of the entire staff and management and all of the people of the free and independent country of Morenia, we wish you all a very pleasant good day, good night, and good luck. Ladies and gentlemen, the national anthem of the Free Republic of Morenia. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I hope you've enjoyed that little bit of radio history. The satire, Radio Morania International, having a little bit of fun with old shortwave stations from the 1960s and 70s. Well, here at the Radio Thrift Shop, we embrace radio in numerous forms. Community radio, public radio, shortwave radio, amateur radio, and argy mateys. That kind of radio, too. The point is to be creative. Oh yeah, college radio, too. I could go on and on about this. So the next program of Radio Thrift Shop will be program number 300, so please stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.